叫那三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三三
三三One looks straight into the one who is singing and rests relaxed in the luminous, empty nature, then one will be in a state of lucidity in a radiant clarity. And while singing in this lucid, radiant, shimmering state,then one will experience the song as being sound and emptiness inseparable.
Ah. Then Dorje Tepe Pachatama Kaiko, Pachatanyam do Gom Jagundo, Tenyang Gomgo.
In the Vajrayana tradition, one meditates while performing the pujas. So one combines the singing of the puja with meditation.And the way to do that is meditating as just described.
Nam Jorji Wangso Malari, the Tsongpong Dawa Norval of Songbe, Tene Jie De Chi Tene Abudu. Seba Te Pechat Kut.
In order to practice the Dawa. Name,
the Kosa Te Chasun. Ah, Te Nga Pechat Te Te.
In order to practice the Dharma, it is important to meditate on impermanence. And in this context, Milarepa has sung a song to the merchant named Dawanorbu, where he sung of the eight things to remember.
Kong Tsongpong Re, Jipudo, Tene Ngoma Mataba Yabu Tengge Yomare, Tene Mataba Tengne Ye, Je Tsorge, Mataba Te Tengba La Tengde, Te Tsongpong Dawa Noru Yang, Chupa Yaku Di Chabu, Chupa Yaku Di Sungu.
This song on the eight things to remember was sung to the merchant Dawa Norbu, who had a very...good and prosperous life, and he had not really been aware of impermanence before that. He had not been thinking of it, was not remembering it, but through this song, the eight things to remember, he became a good practitioner of the Dharma.
Tene Mataba Temba, Mataba Gomba Te, Nangbe Chujinani, Hajan Karchimbure, Mataba Yabo Tena, Tango Chulin Jogre, Chuzogre, Parda Mataba Yabo Tena, Chul, Tundi Abuzogre, Tama Chiba Gabo Chapa Kapsayam Mataba Tena, Chul Tarsimba. This is not Mataba Gomba Karchimbure.
In the Buddhist tradition,The meditation on impermanence plays an extremely important role in one's development. In the beginning, it enables you to enter the practice of the Dharma and begin it properly. Along the way, as one is proceeding along the path, it enables one to practice with diligence. And towards the end,When one is reaching old age, it enables one to completely perfect the practice.
Then the metabatin, so Madava Mambo, you have been known in Kamder, Malarepe, sungpa tenne je te tenzor hajan yapu yore te tingu matapa te tenda wo tingu.
There are many methods for remembering impermanence. There are extremely great number of methods provided, but these eight methods provided by Milarepa here are particularly effective.
Tenne matapa te zambaleng ke gyarpo dan Sinjin dan silong yin yang ting gogre, suku yin yang ting gogre, orpo yin yang ting gogre, dene matapa ting yong la ganga chikpa yore, matapa chikpa yongre, lamga chikpa chagre.
When it comes to remembering impermanence, this is something that one must do, whether one is belongs to a royal family or is a president or minister, whether one is rich or poor, no matter what one's status in life, one needs to recall impermanence. The practice of impermanence is the same for all, no matter what your status in life. And therefore, one should recollect impermanence again and again.
In matapa yapo tena matapa lendebe don tapa temba to tuwe.
By remembering impermanence well, one will be able to get beyond impermanence, to transcend impermanence, and arrive at genuine reality.
Matapa madimba tsindela dembar hinte dena tini matapa lendepe tuntan temba to tukumar.
If you are attached, if you on the contrary are just attached to this life and just live your life within the attachments that this, the pleasures of this life affords, without without giving impermanence a thought, then one will not be able to realize the reality which is beyond impermanence.
Tene matapa yapo tina tensor je de yapo tina jekpa chembo je chomu kapso jekta me pachaka pao cha lose.
By recalling impermanence, one will be able to overcome the eight great fears and become fearless like a hero.
Tene matapa te madina matapa je te song kapso donga chimbu yungri nyangi chimbu yungri tene ngo shogri ngo gova chagri.
If one does not remember impermanence, then when one comes to the end of this life, one will be overtaken by the fact of impermanence. One will be shaken by it. One will weep and wail.
The matapa yapo tina don tamba temba to na matapa je de sumu kaso jikta yo mare tunga yo mare tini gemo gemo tru. Tanda gochang pe trepa dun le lusin tanda trepa hena yang gagri sumare tenda wote ni kibui.
On the other hand, if one keeps impermanence well in mind and considers it from the point of view of these eight perspectives on impermanence that are presented here, then when one comes to the end of one's life, instead of being disturbed, one will be happy, one will be laughing.
laughing.
One will be able to experience that joy which Gusampa refers to in the Song of the Seven Delights, where he speaks of even when the mind forsakes the body, sheer delight.
Yeah, you can do. Sangbo, Namja Jui Nani, Napa Dendatun Jibala, Jumje Jiyan Din, Tumong to Tembani, Jamso Che Yin Pami, Pi Yin Din Rijin Mazeni, Yin Mi Yin Din, Tang Dembe, Moni Sir Mami Yin Chisa, Terwa.
So Rinpoche continues the explanation of the tenfold presentation in which Buddha nature is explained in the fourth Vajrapunj, and we come to the fifth point, which is called can be called endowment. And under this topic, first the qualities of the cause and of the fruit are explained together, and this is contained in the following verse. The element is similar to the great ocean. It is the abode of immeasurable precious qualities and inexhaustible compassion. Since its essence possesses qualities which are inseparable from it, it is similar to a lamp.
Ta kam te la khan te bar chi ki ning bo la kar de bar e. Ji yin tin den den ba dang, de wi yin tin dang den ba ni
re. So the Buddha element or the Buddha nature has two different types of qualities, which are the qualities of the cause and the qualities of the fruit.
Ju yin tin da den ba ne pe ko ni song pa de pe na jan so chen bo de ni no xin de yang ba jan so chen bo de no de sai ge le sai ge de ni yang xin ja che ba yo yang ba Rimbu Chetang Jamsu no Yankin Jacchevala Rimbu Chet Nato Jamsu Nanayabare Chopa to Mepan Dovam Dovayin Jamsu Nanan Zambilinga Chu Chimbu Nam Jamsu Chimbulan Dovam Babare Pay Tayin Do Can't ever Hikwe Can't ever Hikwe Ningbun Dala Tene Mepen no tang. Deki Ningbola, Mepen no tang. Hirap the ting in Zenji Yuin Ting, Rimboche, Padam Mepatang. Ningji chum as ever name. Jamso Chi and Bam, maybe Yuin Ting and Jim as a name, Yate.
And so, out of these, the qualities of the cause are here explained by means of an example. And this example is the ocean. So the ocean, there is, so to speak, the vast container of the ocean is very vast. And then inside the ocean there are many, many precious jewels, and it contains immeasurable waters. And so like these three aspects, then the Buddha nature in terms of the cause contains the vessel of devotion and the immeasurable precious qualities of discriminative wisdom and samadhi and immeasurable compassion, which is likened to the waters in the ocean.
Tajur kona kham devari ki kinyinbo la chukin Jui yin din padam mai pa maze padam din de Mö pa Tekpa chenpi chula mepa no dang, hirap dan tengze norba taba dang, nyingji chopa da mazepe ne yinbasa.
And so if one puts
Pena janso chenpi yin.
If one puts that into a logical argument, then given the Buddha nature in terms of the cause, it contains immeasurable, inexhaustible qualities, since it has the quality of the vessel of aspiration towards the Mahayana Dharma, the precious jewel-like qualities of discriminative wisdom and samadhi, and immeasurable compassion, which is like the waters in the ocean. And due to these three qualities being such, it is like the great ocean.
Dina ngatu rananga semde voisari imbatan. Voisar te, tene sanje chi nyingbo am deshi nyingbo yinbar chi na, tene tekpa chenpo chula mepa, mepa chegare. tekwa chenpo chula mba yabu yona, teni tingin jen yang yabu yongare, hirab yang kompetendo gare, ingye yang kompetendo. Marave.
So our own mind is a clear light or clarity, and once we understand that this clarity is nothing other than the Buddha nature, firm trust or faith in the Mahayana Dharma will arise, and on the basis of this faith, then also the capacity of discriminative wisdom and samadhi will continuously augment or grow, and also compassion will arise and grow.
Dekhi nyingpo yoyopar yi chi na Tini Dekhi nyingpo la dhibzi ki trima lovar ki trima yore Te jyam che to gom dya gugundu Tengi jen gom gugundu Tengi jen gomba layang Gawa tang, trova tang Tini zundu yoyopar se na Tengi jen gomba dundu
Once one has gained firm conviction that the Buddha nature is present, one will also see that at the present moment it is covered by stains, by pollution, which is removable, which is adventitious, and these need to be removed, and in order to do so one needs to develop both wisdom and meditation, and then by this firm conviction also the capacity to meditate and the diligence as to this will augment, will grow.
Tini Hira combat and Robert so Dishing and Boranga, Moam, Ranking, Kangin Batan, Lovon Trippet, Teme, Dripsor Kangin Batan, Tema, the Jam, Sor Kangin Ba, Hikogre, Dishina, Tini Hira combat
and Robert. And the way in which one kind of heightens or strengthens one's discriminative wisdom is that first one has to know what is meant by speaking of Buddha nature, what is meant by that, in which way is this Buddha nature covered by adventitious stains, and in which way are these stains to be removed, and by gaining an understanding of all of this, then one's understanding discriminative wisdom will increase.
Same genelo, dehi nimbo mato palatinte, donga mato nyua, yemba teisena, mato be simjina, ninji chigre, ninji chevala jimsinyo.
And then, if one wonders in which way will compassion arise, then Rumuchi says, once one understands that this Buddha nature is present within all sentient beings, without any exception, and that they undergo various types of suffering and pain due to the fact that they have not realized this Buddha nature, then truly understanding this, then compassion for all these beings will arise. Compassion will not arise without cause, but the cause is this kind of understanding.
So
then, on the other hand, if the Buddha nature was not present, there wouldn't be much point in developing compassion for beings, because there would not be any means to free oneself from suffering. There would not be any basis that to reach a state of freedom from suffering. So also, Rumuchi said, to have compassion for beings needs some reason, and the reason is the fact that the Buddha nature is present, and due to that one is able to go beyond suffering.
Tene dekhi nyingbu simtien tamche la chapari hena da da yin chongpa amdrawe da yin chongpa sampa yang kevara chongpa re. Kangi sena ranga simtien nelo vaisa dekhi nyingbu ngowo la trama mepa te yendo Simjin Tamje, Simjin Nelo, Litrema, your mare. Tene Ranga, New Monks on Truba, the lower of Malam Tavayan, but taking the Simjin Tamje, the name New Monk Tayang, lower of Malam Dabore,
And also, on the basis of the understanding, once one understands that all we ourselves and all sentient beings are equal in that we all have Buddha nature, and seeing that we ourselves, our true nature or our true essence has always been totally free from stains and never been polluted, and whatever kind of faults cover it are removable, are adventitious, then in the same way, the nature of all sentient beings, of all others we kind of encounter, is likewise, it is totally pure as far as the essence goes, and whatever faults we can see in other beings, they are removable and adventitious, they are not part of their nature. And with this understanding, which is said, then one also understands the sameness of oneself and all other beings. And then the last two lines of this verse, when it says, since its essence possesses qualities which are inseparable from it, it is similar to a lamp, these then describe the qualities of the food. And so the Buddha nature, in terms of the food, contains the qualities of, one can say, clairvoyance, of totally unpolluted primordial wisdom, and and best possible abandonment of everything that is to be abandoned. And these three qualities are likened to the qualities of a lamp, which is to say a lamp has warmth, and it has light, warmth and color, like red or white. And these three qualities are totally inseparable. Like they're just three qualities of a lamp which are inseparable. And in the same way, clairvoyance, primordial wisdom, and abandonment are inseparable from this Buddha nature in terms of food.
Deva dekhi nyingbo la chichin. Dekhi nyingbo rang dang yer me pe yuen ti dang ding te. Ngun hi, ye hi. Tama me pe pamba yuen ti dang. Dekhi nyingbo dang.
So, taking that into a logical argument, then given the Buddha nature in terms of the fruit, it has qualities, it has inseparable qualities, which are the qualities of clairvoyance, of primordial wisdom, and of abandonment, or in other words, freedom from stains, and these are similar to the qualities of a lamp, and totally, and exist within the Buddha nature in a totally indivisible way. That is, since it contains the elements of the Dharmakaya, of the primordial wisdom of the victorious one, and of the great compassion, it is shown to be similar to the great ocean by means of the examples of the vessels, the jewels, and the water.
Shukra nambar tawdi gyote karre sana thikpa chenpi chula mwepa re. Thikpa chenpi chula mwepa maji na shukra nambar tawdi gyoye maare, nambar tawdi maare. Jarva yiki tobe jyote kare. Jarva sanje che pare. Jarva deki sanje che pare. Jarva yiki tobe jyote kare. Jarva yiki tobe jyote sanje che yiki tobe jyo hirab dan tingi de. Tokje chenpon jokpe jyo. Tokje chenpon ninje che minje chenpon jokpe jyote jyo am khane ninje te. Sanje sanje bakab so Tene Sanje la Tokye Chembo Yabu Jyota Karre Lanje Kapsu Ninje Gongare Lanje Kapsu Ninje Ma Gomna Sanje Yabu Kapsu Tokye Yungare Tokye Te Malupa Duike Nebu Serna No Yangba Dang Mabba No Yangba Dang Hirab Dang Tengen Zeng Renpo Che Dang Cho Yabu Te Ninje Cho Yabu Te Chun Tumpa Sumpo Teye Chuji ying de, Chuyin de, Hing ying bonde, Jansu Chenpo Tang, Songbar Tendo.
And so the cause of the manifestation of the Dharmakaya in the state of the foot, or the cause that which brings about the manifestation of the Dharmakaya, is completely pure devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma. And the cause for the attainment of the primordial wisdom of a Buddha are discriminative wisdom and samadhi. And lastly, the cause for the manifestation of the great compassion of the Buddha, great limitless compassion of the Buddha, is the practice of compassion during one's path. So one has to have practiced compassion on the path towards Buddhahood, and that will then lead to the manifestation of the great and limitless compassion of a Buddha. And these three qualities are then likened to the three aspects of the great ocean. Devotion towards the Dharma is likened to the vessel. Discriminative wisdom and samadhi are likened to the jewels contained in the ocean, and the great compassion is likened to the waters contained therein. And so in this way then the Dhamma Dhatu is shown to be similar to the ocean.
Timi ne lang mung hitang, ye hit timi, timi dang. Nami meser, mami, nang dang. Tondo chun song ting.
Then the next verse describes the qualities of the food. And that seed, since the unpolluted abode possesses clairvoyance, primordial wisdom, and freedom from defilement, and since these are completely inseparable from it, it has qualities which correspond to the light, the warmth, and the color of a lamp.
Rangin je tama me ba khan de ki ni bola. Khan de ki ni bola rangin je ngo la tama me ba de. Dang bo tama yo ji su ngo la tama me ba ki su ma ten da wo ma de. Rangin je tama me ba de. Rangin je tama me ba khan de ba ki ni bo ndala. Devi yin te kar de ba de. มันคิดตังบุงง่ายมันคิดตังบุงง่าตังมันคิดตังบุงง่ายมันเทินโซจิมันบ้านจอมบ้าตังมันคิดง่ามันคิดตังบุงง่ายมันเทินเป็นโซจิมันบ้านจอมบ้าตังสามีคิดรับเจ้าจะไปป้องว่าตังจะมาไม่ไปป้องบ้าตาละโอ้สั่งเลยจะมาไม่ไปป้องบ้ามันคิดง่า Sāmi jē yēkī tamā mē pā pāmbā. Pāmbē chēpār jē chūnsōng tētā tāng. Jīn cīnī kār rē, jīn cīnī. Jīn chūnsōng mārmī chē chūsōng yēr mē pā jīntō. Mālūp chū dūmbōn tētā tāng. Kāntā nāmbār yēvā mē pā jīntā sēr. Pēnā mārmī Nāvātāṁ, trovātāṁ, sāvakāp sundi, rōte nōtuṁ. 도와 당 도 남 당 준송 바 인 준송 주 준송 바 인 야 대성
So the Buddha nature or the Gotababa in terms of the food is by nature totally free from any defilement, and that has always been so. So when the food is reached, it is not that formerly this Buddha nature contained defilements or stains and was later purified. As far as the nature goes, that has always been totally free from any defilement. And in the state of the fruit, it possesses seven specific or particular properties, which are likened to the particular properties or qualities of a lamp. And these seven properties or qualities are the first five types of clairvoyance, and secondly, that's my five, number six is totally unpolluted primordial wisdom, and the aspect of abandonment, which means total freedom from any defilement. And so out of these, the first five types of clairvoyance overcome the darkness of everything that is, how can you say, Mitunba means really literally something, whatever is unfavorable, whatever is, does not accord with truth, one could say. And unpolluted primordial wisdom overcomes all the obscurations or veils to be abandoned. And when this is achieved, then there is total wisdom and there is abandonment, which is free from any defilement, and thereby then, by primordial wisdom and abandonment, the Buddha nature in terms of the food has the aspects of total purity and of clear light or clarity. And then there is, these can be called the specific characteristics, then there is one general characteristic which also corresponds to the general characteristic of a lamp, which is to say the qualities of a lamp, i.e. its light, its warmth and its color, are totally inseparable from the lamp itself. And then in the same way, the seven qualities of the state of no more learning are totally inseparably present within the Buddha nature itself, or indivisibly present.
This and then Devi and then Nam Devi Dehi Ningbo Tang O Ye Mebare Mado Teling O Tate Bam Tene Jitin Sadu Toba Tenda Oma.
And Ramuchi said, so these qualities also, they are always totally indivisible from the Buddha nature, and they're always, so to speak, contained within it. So it is not that these qualities are formerly have not been present and are then attained or developed as something new.
Jumene
And so the next point in this tenfold presentation, that should be six, is called manifestation, and that is explained first in a short or condensed way and then in a more detailed way, and so the next verse explains it in a condensed or short way. form.
So, Jemba Zosanke, the Yeni Jubal, the Ni Zipi, Simjinla, Jervin Yimbun, the Tinto.
Taking the manifestation as a basis, which divides into the suchness of an ordinary being, the suchness of a noble one, and the suchness of a perfect Buddha, he who sees thatness has explained the nature of the victorious one to be.
Same genealogy, Nimbutan Pakwa Namje, Susuke, Salin, Dete, Don Tampa Demba, Monson to Top, and Pakwa Namje, Tigin, Dom Zopusanje, Namje, Tigin, Dimni Pakata, Jeba, Sepa, Zopusanje, Zopusanje, Nije, Namje, Tigin.
As far as the manifestation of the Buddha nature goes, one can say there are three types. Firstly, the manifestation of the Buddha nature or the suchness of ordinary being, which is characterized by not seeing reality as it is. And then the secondly, there's a manifestation of the suchness of a noble one who has gone beyond the state of an ordinary being. And thirdly, there is the suchness as it manifests within a perfect Buddha. And the state of Buddhahood is characterized by the total elimination of the two types of obscuration or veils. And so taking this as a basis of explanation, the three types of manifestation of the suchness, then as he is here called, the Buddha or the Tathagata or the Bhagavan, is the one who sees thatness or suchness just as it is. And then he has explained to ordinary beings who have supreme qualities of understanding that the Buddha nature is present.
Deyam kolo tamra kapsa denpa yetso wa denpa re, denpa yetam. Yang na kansa ka da mepa so wa denpa re ma to deki nyumbo ma denpa re, ma song pa re.
During the teachings which pertain to the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma, then the Buddha has mainly taught what is called the Four Noble Truths, or one can also say he has mainly taught the non-existence of a self, of an individual. He has not taught about the Buddha nature.
Tenen kolo parpa le chu tamche korwa tang nyangin de bi chu tamche tongpa nye tu songpa re ma to dekhi nyingpo ma songpa re.
And also, in the teachings pertaining to the second or middling turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the Buddha has shown that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana are empty, but he has also not spoken about the Buddha nature.
Dinam kolo sumba deva devari kikpi nyingpo tenpen dode namne dine dekhi nyingpo tenpare dekhi nyingpo deyan simchin tamche chekyang malipa.
And then during the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, he has expounded in the Tathagatagama Sutras the presence of Buddha nature, and he has clearly shown that this Buddha nature is present within all sentient beings without any exception.
로드 캠보 히랍 캠보 된 템바 톨라 송바레
And he has explained this to beings who have extremely good karmic fortune and who are also intelligent and capable.
강인사나 로드 멤버라 대기님 보 람상띠나 거거여 말에 이치도고요
The reason for that is that if this, the presence of the Buddha nature is explained to a human being of poor intelligence, then this being will not understand it and will not gain any conviction or certainty. Whereas beings who have out of the different kinds of disposition to Buddhahood have the Supreme One, and then they are able to understand the teachings on Buddha nature and benefit from them. And also, all of us, from what you said during our trial to practice the Dharma, then understanding and practice has to be developed gradually. And so also first, one has to reverse this constant grasping or fixation to the concept of I and mine by the understanding, by meditation on the non-existence of the self, and then when there is a certain understanding of this and a real firm conviction of the non-existence of the self, then one can proceed to practice in accordance with the view as it is expounded in the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the view of the Svatantrika and Prasangika Madhyamaka, and then when this is firmly established, one can turn to practice in accordance with the view of the Shentong Madhyamaka and meditate on the nature of one's mind.
Dhanipa. Jepar Kebane, Soso Chivo Sinjalo, Dembantoma Dobate, Tejin Chipa Chetaji, Sinjamalo, Tumini Chisawasam.
And then with the next verse, the manifestation, or this point manifestation, is explained in detail, more detail, and the verse is. It manifests as perverted views in ordinary beings, as the reversal of these views in those who see the truth, and it manifests as it is in an unperverted way and as freedom from elaboration in the Tathagata.
Tini lo in juktor somle sipa sosu chevo denba matopa sosu chevo sipa sosu chevo di sipa te pakpa la tupe sipa te sipa sosu chevo Chitang sipa la geyun la tupi sipa lo gaypo tang geyun la tupi sipa tenjik tenjik lukso re gaypo la tupi puku chung chung la sipa sikya te geyun la tupi sipa kelon la tupi sipa ten kepa la genpan dawa ya lumbo la sipa sikya di kapsom pakji la tupi pakpa la tupi na tunye matopa na na sipa dawa ya
Then there are different ways, particular ways in which the suchness manifests in beings. And the first, so to speak, kind are what is called ordinary beings or children. And these are every being who has not seen, who does not see the truth, or who does not see emptiness. And one speaks of children, and which is says in two different ways. One is, so to speak, looking, judging from age, and then saying a small child, one calls it a child, someone who is very young, But then again, one in the view of the Dharma, one kind of compares it to someone who has reached the Bodhisattva levels, or who is a noble one, in other words, who sees emptiness or the truth, and then somebody, an ordinary being, who is compared with such a person is very stupid and ignorant, then foolish, then this type of person who is foolish and ignorant is called a child. So, and these ordinary beings, then the Buddha nature manifests within them as perverted views. And if that is taken into a logical argument, then Rinpoche says, given an ordinary being or a child, then since their thinking and their view does not correspond to truth, and in that it is, as such, it is perverted. So that is due to the fact that they have the fixation to permanence, or the belief in
permanence.
And so then, put it the other way around, since an ordinary being clings or believes in the permanence and in the true existence of this life, then out of this belief there is perverted perception, perverted thinking, and a perverted view. And this can be likened to the example of dream. As long as while dreaming one does not recognize this, but then the holds to the permanence and true existence of the dream appearances, one will have an according false or wrong perception, and an according false or wrong thinking, and an according false or wrong view.
The malang mo magi pagkaus ng duhi sinje lo kande yung gundo. Duhi sinje lo the malang je nawala takpata dembal kembal atinde simchin je nawa kakiela dry duhi.
And then if one wonders what kind of perverted or wrong or false perception and thinking arises from not realizing dream appearances for what they are, then Rinpoche says, as long as one holds these dream appearances to be permanent and truly existent, then as a response to some, the concept of enemy will arise. As a response to others, the concept of friend will arise. Someone will hold to be pure, someone will hold to be dirty, and so forth.
The same sinje lo kare malam do. Same sinje lo the ngarang ken thongang the ngene re ngarang ke hipan the ngene re ngarang ke samnon the ngene re samdo. Same sinje lo the do.
And then what kind of wrong or false thinking will arise? As long as one does not realize that one is dreaming, then one will think, whatever I see is true and real, whatever I think is true and real, and so forth.
Tava sinje lo sinje tetene da mepa tan tongpa nye tan garba tava yore, da ka tava tan tenpa tava yore. This is tava yang sinje lo.
And what is to be understood by a false or perverted view is the view which contradicts the non-existence of a self and emptiness.
Dordona tanga so so jewe yimba kande sa kondo se na tene tende jyo de takpa ta demba re samna tene so so jewe re rang sam sinje lo re.
And so what we all should understand is the fact that as long as we view all the different sense objects in this life as being permanent and truly existent, then we can call ourselves an ordinary being.
Denban thongwa dokpa te, denban thongwa si jute nyentu tarda sena denba ye ngon sum dun thongwa, tikin pa tarda sena tongba nye ngon sum dun thongwa. Denban thongwa lopam pakpa nam sinje lo le do te, sinje lo le do te jo yu.
And so then the second type of manifestation of this suchness or Buddha nature is the way it manifests in what is here called those who see the truth. And these are the noble ones or beings who have reached the bodhisattva levels. And Pumbuchi says then this depends, someone who sees the truth according to the Shravakayana would see the Four Noble Truths, and then in accordance with the Mahayana, it would be someone who sees the Absolute Truth or emptiness. And within a being who sees this truth, then all these wrong views of the ordinary being are reversed, and the Buddha nature, so to speak, manifests as the reversal of these wrong views or beliefs.
And what
is here meant is a noble one who is still on the path of training. There are two aspects of noble ones, which are called the ones who are on the path of training and the ones who are on the path of no more training or learning. And that would be the arhats of the Shravaka and Pachika Buddhayana, or in the Mahayana sense, then someone who is a noble one who has reached the path of no more training would be the Buddha. And what is here meant are all those who are still on the path of training, i.e. on the Bodhisattva levels.
Denban tongwan pakpa lopa nam chujin Sinje lo nam du Sinje lokwa tele do ten jokde Tanzen tam denzen ngonjurwa pamba goni Yukusa.
And so to put this into a
Pennamala ngoshi bai.
To put this into a logical argument, then taking a noble one on the path of training, then the suchness manifests within such a being as the reversal of all the wrong beliefs in permanence and true existence. And this is similar to having realized that one is dreaming.
Malam mo hiba yendo pakpa nam na dan tene takpar zemba tan denbar zemba ngonjur ba me pa shuk chembo me be se no tene
Since a noble one, similar to having realized that he or she is dreaming, has reversed or has abandoned all the belief or clinging to permanence and true existence, then there are no wrong beliefs anymore, like an ordinary being has. These are totally reversed. And a Buddha then, a Tathagata, sees truth or reality totally as it is, in a totally unperverted way, and free from any conceptual elaboration, just as it is. And so today, Lamuchi has explained the meaning of the topics endowment and manifestation in a short form.
In practice
is the Dharma well.
Why?
What sort of happiness, what sort of delight will one experience in order to come to understand the seven kinds of delights that come of Dharma practice? We will sing this song.
And by the eye looking at itself and the mind looking at its own essence, one should abide or rest at ease and naturally.